Chapter 3. The Shadow of a Tree. On a May morning, the last morning of the month, a long, narrow destroyer of the generation known as Four Stackers was steaming slowly just off the white beaches and coconut palms of an island. The deep blue sea was calm, and great, tumbled white clouds, driven by the trade wind, ambled across the blue sky. A young officer in an immaculate white uniform suddenly came bounding up on deck and ran up the ladder to the bridge. There he snatched up binoculars and from the starboard bridge wing scanned the shoreline ahead. If an emergency existed, no one else appeared to be affected. No bosun's pipes twittered, and other officers and men went calmly about their duties while the ship steamed slowly on. And yet the young officer still stood tensely on the bridge wing, the morning sun striking glints of gold from his buttons and cap, staring intently at the same spot on the coast, now slowly drawing astern. The island was Molokai in the Hawaiian group, and his binoculars were fixed upon the harbor channel of the town of Kuanakakai. Minutes passed. The channel was now off the starboard quarter. From it, a small white cabin cruiser emerged. "Sir," he said to another officer who had joined him on the bridge wing, "there she is, sir, the ebb tide." Half an hour earlier, a message had come by voice radio from the squadron flagship, presumably at the town, that Davy would shortly be coming out of Kuanakakai in the cruiser Ebb Tide, and the message had been relayed from bridge to wardroom by speaking tube. Davy, how could she be there? He hadn't even known she was in the islands, though there had been a cable last week before the destroyer sailed that she was coming. But still, Kuanakakai on a motorboat? He raised the glasses. Was that small figure in the bows? Davy was, in fact, in the cruiser's bows, and she was at that instant filled with gloom as she watched the destroyer steaming away. 1 minute later, the gloom turned to joy. The destroyer was turning. She was coming back. There was a stir of excitement among the dozen or so people on the little cruiser, and some sympathetic smiles were directed toward Davy. The cruiser steered to meet the destroyer. Davy saw the young officer on the bridge, looking handsome, brown, and pleased, as she wrote in our diary, but pleased was an understatement. The destroyer was dead in the water. The cruiser came around in a wide circle. For an instant,